So I'm going to start off up here. Welcome, everybody. Happy New Year. And Merry Christmas, because today is still actually Christmas. This is Epiphany Sunday. It is the Sunday when we recognize the journey of the Magi to come and worship the toddler Jesus. And we celebrate that that event sort of symbolizes the opening up of God's kingdom to everybody, not just the Jews, but people from every country, every language group, every tribe, everybody. Jesus is for everybody. And so, because it's that Sunday and it's the beginning of the year, we are having a praise festival today. We're not going to have a typical traditional sermon. We are going to be offering up ourselves, offering up our church in worship to God in different ways throughout this service. But I am going to, this wasn't actually in my little schedule, but I am going to share a little bit of Bible teaching kind of off the cuff. Because we have a lot of people who are not here today. And there is something that I've noticed, and I've noticed this in this church. When Paul and I started coming here, we really felt like God had called us here. And the night before I was supposed to come here and preach, and you guys were all going to vote on whether I was going to come here, a couple of potentially or actually bad things happened that made it actually difficult to be here. And I've noticed a few times, whenever we as a congregation are about to do something important that we really need to do, there's this kind of almost like opposition that makes it hard. It makes it hard for people to be here. It makes it hard for us to do the thing. And it might sound sort of weird, but I find that kind of exciting. Because we know that God is God, and God is greater than all things. We also know that there are spiritual forces that don't like God and don't want his kingdom to go forward. And if they're trying that hard to make us not praise God today, then we better praise God today. Because he is worthy, and he is great, and he is here. Even if not all of us can be physically here. So I'm going to read a story, because I think it's a story from the Bible. I think this is really important as far as helping us think about how important praise and worship of our great God is. This is an Old Testament story. It is in the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 20. And I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'll read a lot of it, but I'll give you a little background. So Jehoshaphat is the king of the kingdom of Judah at this time. God's people have split off into two separate kingdoms, Israel and Judah. And Jehoshaphat is the king of Judah, and he is, not all the kings really loved and worshiped God, but Jehoshaphat did. And he is in this situation where there, all of a sudden, a bunch of armies from other countries have decided that they are going to wipe out Judah. They have some bad history, and so they want to wipe them out. And so in verse 2 of this chapter, some people come and told Jehoshaphat, "A vast army is coming against you from Edom, from the other side of the Dead Sea. It is already in Hazazon Tamar." So it's close by. There's this great army of all these different nations or kingdoms that are coming to attack Judah. So Jehoshaphat, in verse 5, stands up in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem at the temple of the Lord in front of the new courtyard, and he prays. And he says, "Lord, the God of our ancestors, are you not the God who is in heaven? You rule over all the kingdoms of the nations. Power and might are in your hand, and no one can withstand you. Our God, did you not drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and give it forever to the descendants of Abraham, your friend? They have lived in it and have built in it a sanctuary for your name, saying, 'If calamity comes upon us, whether the sword of judgment or plague or famine, we will stand in your presence before this temple that bears your name, and we will cry out to you in our distress, and you will hear us and save us.'" And then he explains the situation that they're in to God. "Here we are, we're in this sanctuary that is for your worship, that's for you, and there are these people that are coming to attack us." So they all get ready to go to battle. And as they're getting ready, in verse 14, "The Spirit of the Lord came on Jahaziel, son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite and descendant of Asaph, And he stood in the assembly. He said, "Listen, King Jehoshaphat, and all who live in Judah and Jerusalem, this is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army, for the battle is not yours, but God's." They go forward, they continue to pray. In verse 18, Jehoshaphat bowed down with his face to the ground, and all the people of Judah and Jerusalem fell down in worship before the Lord. Then some Levites from the Kohathites and the Korahites stood up and praised the Lord, the God of Israel, with a very loud voice. Early in the morning, they left for the desert of Tekoa. As they set out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Listen to me, Judah and people of Jerusalem. Have faith in the Lord your God, and you will be upheld. Have faith in his prophets, and you will be successful." After consulting the people, Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord and to praise him for the splendor of his holiness as they went out at the head of the army, saying, "Give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever." As they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushes against the men of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir who were invading Judah, and they were defeated. The Ammonites and the Moabites rose up against the men from Mount Seir to destroy and annihilate them. After they finished slaughtering the men from Seir, they helped to destroy one another. When the men of Judah came to the place that overlooks the desert and looked toward the vast army, they saw only dead bodies lying on the ground. No one had escaped. So they go and they take the plunder. And then, verse 27, led by Jehoshaphat, all the men of Judah and Jerusalem returned joyfully to Jerusalem, for the Lord had given them cause to rejoice over their enemies. They entered Jerusalem and went to the temple of the Lord with harps and lyres and trumpets. These people were under attack. There were people opposing them because they were the people of God. All they did was praise. They got ready. They got ready to do whatever they needed to do. All they had to do was praise. God did the rest. The enemies ended up destroying each other. The people of God didn't even have to get their hands dirty. All they had to do was remember who God was and proclaim it. So that is what we're doing today. Because I really believe, and I've believed it since before I started pastoring here, God loves this church, and God wants to do something with this church, and he's going to do it as we connect with him in praise, as we get to know who he is by worshiping him. And so that is what we're going to do today. So let us start off with prayer. Holy God, we thank you that you are with us and that your love is great. Your love for every person sitting in here is great, and all the people that belong to this community who are not able to be here this morning. We lift up your name in praise. We know that you are a great God of love. Your power comes from your love. And we just want to worship you today. We pray that you will help us to really be in tune to who you are, in tune to you, and that we will, as the scripture says, make your name great. We want to pray that your kingdom will come and your will be done, and so we pray the prayer that your son Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you.
Our scripture reading today is from Psalm 103. You can find it in your pew Bible on page 428. Unfortunately, I don't have the pew Bible in front of me, so if my words are a little different, I'm sure you can figure it out. Psalm 103. Praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases? Who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion? Who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles? The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. And as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. The life of mortals is like grass. They flourish like a flower in the field. The wind blows over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you, his servants, who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works, everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, my soul. May God bless the reading and hearing of his holy word.
Happened to be the deacon of the month. Yay. Yeah, yay. The announcements, there are a few, are in your bulletin. We have two meetings coming up. Deacons meeting January 7th at 7 o'clock, and admin meeting on the 14th at 7 o'clock. And you might want to be thinking, our annual meeting is coming up too. And there's a lot of offices that are looking for new people. So if there's something that you have a talent for and you're interested in, see the pastor, see the deacons, because you probably don't know who the admin board is right now, new people, but there's a lot of things behind the scenes to keep our church running. So, and if you want to be a part of that, you're welcome to it. Also, I wanted to tell you, I didn't get to write it in the book back there, but Dave has been in the hospital. He got some kind of an infection, and so I got a call this morning that said that they probably will release him today, so I'll be going to get him.
I also just want to add before you guys, come on up anyway. The big long announcement with a lot of words in your bulletin is about the membership class. It starts today. If you have been thinking about becoming a member of this church, or you just want a little bit more information about what makes us tick, besides, you know, God, feel free to join us. It's scheduled to start at noon and go until 1, but if we are done with food early or whatever, we might start earlier, and it will be meeting for the next 4 Sundays approximately. But we hope that you'll join us. We'd love to share about the mission of our church.
Now, what we want you to do is that number 80. Turn to number 80 in your hymn books, because we want you to join along. But she's got something important to say today.
Before we sing this hymn on page 80, I want to read this from the Psalm of David. It's Psalm 8. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens, from the lips of the children and infants, because of your enemies, to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is a man that you are mindful of him, the son of man that you care for him? You have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings, and crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him ruler over the works of your hands. You put everything under his feet, all the flocks and all the herds, and the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, the fish in the sea, and all that swim the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. And this song that we have chosen is because he has got us in his hands, and he will care for us always. So if you want to join us, it's on page 80. Yep. He's got the whole world in his hands.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the wind and the rain in his hands. He's got the wind and the rain in his hands. He's got the wind and the rain in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the tiny little baby in his hands. He's got the tiny little baby in his hands. He's got the tiny little baby in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got you and me, brother, in his hands. He's got you and me, sister, in his hands. He's got everybody together.
Yeah.
In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands.
Yeah. Amen. Nothing to fear.
All right. All right.
I have a poem that affected me when I was a child. I had to memorize this thing when I was in the sixth grade, but when I said I was going to, when I was thinking about doing it, I ran it by the pastor first. I had no idea what scriptures were going to be read today, the song that was going to be sung, but you want to see how God uses us. Wait till you hear. This is The Creation by James Weldon Johnson. And God stepped out on space, and he looked around and said, I'm lonely. I'll make me a world. And as far as the eye of God could see, darkness covered everything, blacker than 100 midnights down in a cypress swamp. Then God smiled, and the light broke, and the darkness rolled up on one side, and the light stood shining on the other. And God said, "That's good." Then God reached out and took the light in his hands, and God rolled that light around in his hands until he made the sun. And he set that sun ablazing in the heavens. And the light that was left from making the sun, God gathered it up in a shining ball and flung it into the darkness, spangling the night with the moon and the stars. Then down between the darkness and the light, he hurled the world. And God said, "That's good." Then God himself stepped down, and the sun was on his right hand, and the moon was on his left. The stars were cluttered above his head, and the earth was under his feet. And God walked, and where he trod, his footsteps hollowed the valleys out and bulged the mountains up. Then he stopped and looked and saw that the earth was hot and barren. So God stepped over to the edge of the world, and he spat out the seven seas. He batted his eyes, and the lightnings flashed. He clapped his hands, and the thunders rolled, and the waters above the earth came down. The cooling waters came down. Then the green grass sprouted, and the little red flowers blossomed. The pine tree pointed his finger to the sky, and the oak spread out his arms. The lakes cuddled down in the hollows of the ground, and the rivers ran down to the sea. And God smiled again, and the rainbow appeared and curled itself around his shoulder. Then God raised his arm, and he waved his hand over the sea and over the land, and he said, "Bring forth, bring forth." And quicker than God could drop his hand, fishes and fowls and beasts and birds swam the rivers and the seas, roamed the forests and the woods, and split the air with their wings. And God said, "That's good." Then God walked around, and God looked around on all that he had made. He looked at the sun, and he looked at his moon, and he looked at his little stars. He looked on his world with all its living things, and God said, "I'm lonely still." Then God sat down on the side of a hill where he could think. By a deep, wide river, he sat down. With his head in his hands, God thought and thought, till he thought, "I'll make me a man." Up from the bed of the river, God scooped the clay, and by the bank of the river, he kneeled him down. And there, the great God Almighty, who lit the sun and fixed it in the sky, who flung the stars to the most far corner of the night, who rounded the earth in the middle of his hand, this great God, like a mummy bending over her baby, kneeled down in the dust, toiling over a lump of clay, till he shaped it in his own image. Then into it he blew the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Amen.
Okay, so last week we talked about worship, kind of did a little preview of today, and we talked about Mary's song in Luke chapter 1. Known as the Magnificat, and I said, I recommended that everybody go home and write their own. And I shared mine, so I'm not going to share it again. So I'm wondering if anybody has one that they did that they would like to share. If not, I have a plan B, don't worry. All right. No? Okay, go for it. Sure.
Oh, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all my worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, I bow throughout the universe displayed, and sings my soul, my Savior, God, to thee.
Amen. Thank you, Kathleen. Me neither. Don't worry, I can't do it either. That's why I'm not the worship leader, I'm the pastor. So if anyone else wants to do that, that's great too. Or what I was going to suggest next is let's go into a time of prayer, but praise prayer. No requests during this time, we're going to get to that. But just call out something that you're thankful to God for, or tell God something that you know that he is, like, God, you are great. We'll just take a few minutes. If there's silence, that's fine. Let's pray. Lord, we praise you because you are love. Lord, we thank you for every person who is a part of this church and every person who has been in the past. We thank you for your light of life in our lives and ask that you will continue to help us shine it forth. In your name, amen. We're actually not done praying, though, because we also have our concerns. It's funny because on a day when it seems like the list of concerns would be super long in this prayer book that we have, nobody wrote anything. So I'm going to write, I wrote down some things, and I'll say a quick prayer, but please feel free at the end of the service, I'll bring this back there, and if you want to add anything for our prayers during the week, you're welcome to. Great God, we are also grateful that we can come to you with our concerns. We know that you are the one that can do anything about it, just like you helped Jehoshaphat and the people of Judah when their enemies were going to attack them. You also help us in our individual lives. And so we pray in particular for those who aren't able to be here with us today. We want to lift up Brian LeBlanc, who was admitted to hospice on Friday. We pray that you will help him as he continues to prepare to finally meet you face to face. We pray that this will actually be a time of joy for him, and that you will bring your supernatural comfort to Pam, who has been taking care of him for so long, and to his sons, and to all those who have been close to him and who love him. We pray for everyone among us who's struggling with either short or long-term illness. I know a few of us here are feeling a little under the weather, and there are those of us who are not here for similar reasons, and so we pray for your healing hand on each one. We also pray for those who are struggling with chronic pain and or injury. Again, some of us are here and some are not able to be here today because of those reasons. And so we just pray. We know that you are the healer. You made our bodies, and so you know how to fix them. And so I just ask that you will do that for us. We dedicate this year to you, Lord. We really want to grow closer to you, to look more like Jesus, and would like your great work to be done through this church, through us, for your glory and our city and our region's good. In Jesus' name, amen. At this time, we are going to be continuing our worship of God with our offerings. Standing. We are going to go into our time of communion now. If there's any reason to worship God, to thank God, to praise God, it is His sacrifice of His Son for us, for our salvation. So we are going to start off as we usually do by reciting the church covenant together. It will be projected on the screen, and you can also find it in the back of your hymnal. We trust that we have been brought by divine grace to receive the Lord Jesus Christ and to give ourselves up to Him. We have also acknowledged a special obligation to live a new and holy life in that we have voluntarily been buried in baptism and raised up from the emblematical grave, and now, relying on the gracious aid of our God and Savior, we solemnly make this covenant with each other. We will walk together in brotherly love. We will exercise a Christian care and watchfulness over each other, and will faithfully admonish and help one another as need may be. We will rejoice in each other's good, and with tenderness and sympathy bear one another's burdens. We will not forsake the assembling of ourselves together, or neglect to pray for ourselves and for others. Such as may be under our care, we will endeavor to bring up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, and we will seek to win our kindred and acquaintances to Christ and to holiness. As stewards of the Lord, we will aid in the support of a faithful evangelical ministry among us, and in efforts to preach the gospel to the whole human family. We will live circumspectly in the world, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, and according to our ability and opportunities, will do good to all men. And we will endeavor, as long as we live, amidst evil report and good report, to glorify him who hath called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Let's sing our communion hymn together. This is new to some of us, although it's a song that's been around for probably about a decade now in many churches, and I think it's a really good one for us to learn. It will be projected on the screen. Obviously didn't look closely at the words when they were sent to me, so that better next time, because we really should learn it. It's a great song. It actually made sense, even though we missed half of the lyrics. And the point still is that in Christ alone, we are saved, we are brought back into relationship with God, we are reconciled with Him. And we want to recognize that. We recognize it currently here once a month. And so the way that we'll do this is as Sue plays the piano, come forward, please. One of the deacons and I will stand here. If you're not able to come forward, another deacon can bring the elements to you. And when you come forward, come through the middle aisle, take the bread, take a cup, bring it back to your seat from the outside aisle, and then we will partake in communion together. Deacons, please come. At the Passover feast, Jesus took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it. And he said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup, and he said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. Whenever we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Lord, we thank you for your sacrifice for us. We ask that we will live in the light of that sacrifice for your glory, that we will remember your love, and that we will share it with those around us. In Jesus' name, amen. At this time, we will take up our communion offering. This is a special offering that we take once a month. It goes to the Deacons Fund, which is used to help people in our own church with needs and also those in our surrounding community. So, since thanks be to God, now it's your turn. You guys get to, oh, Kathleen's already got a song she wants to sing. Great.
471.
Oh, that's a good one. You can stand, you can sit, you can dance around if you really get into the spirit.
Thank you.
Pam?
All right, I'm just gonna 7:30.
let's sing verses 1 and 4 on that one too, and then Barbara can pick verses. We'll sing all the verses.
Thank you.
This is the end of our service, but this is not the end of our worship. So please, if you want to keep singing, you can just keep singing. We'll be having food downstairs, and I hope that this has set off our day and our week and our year to be one of worship and praise to God. Please stand for the benediction. Listen to me, people of Central Baptist Church. Have faith in the Lord your God, and you will be upheld. Give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever. Amen. Thank you.